Oh boy, it's Christmas Eve. I am so glad you are all here tonight. And as you can see, it seems like everybody came to see baby Jesus tonight. I have three short stories to you to share about things that seem like they would be impossible to correct. Here is story number one about Hammond. You might remember that last summer, Hammond was afflicted with a condition, an unusual condition, called Tusami Hans. That pronounced in American is two same hands, because he had two left hands and no right hand. It was his whole life and never had been observed or noticed. He just was a child that had very unruly behavior until finally they were able to see it and diagnose it and correct it. His behavior has been greatly improved. Now, there are still times, though, when he teases his sister Polly a lot. For instance, tonight he keeps reaching out and tweaking her nice yellow hat, and she keeps turning around and giving him the look. Do you ever give your brother or sister the look? And she hasn't done the crybaby thing yet. It just seems impossible for Hammond to stop teasing. Story number two. The three brothers, Uncle Floyd, Frank, and Francis, are so happy to be together. There were many years they weren't. Except that Francis was always annoyed when he always loses when they play the traditional Parcheesi game on Christmas Eve. And then when the brothers have their traditional wrestling match on the living room floor, Francis kind of deliberately sat on his older brother Frank's arm and hurt it. Not that Frank wanted to admit to it. Yeah. It seems impossible for Francis to always be on his best behavior. Story number three. Pastor Ed. He has been swamped with it being Christmas and all. And Pastor Glenn's been down sick for a week, so it made it extra more busy than just the Christmas busyness. And his children, Larry and Loretta, have been horsing around all the time lately. It's getting on his nerves. Yeah. And when they were leaving for the manger this evening to come, the Sunday school teacher was still fussing with braiding her mane and her tail. And Larry and Loretta couldn't find their horseshoes. They were going to be late, and Pastor needed to be there early. He kind of yelled impatiently at his wife. Yes, even pastors are not perfect. That would be impossible. You must realize that this happens in all families. It would be impossible for all of us to be good all the time. This is the very reason that we are not good all the time, that it came to pass that the beautiful baby Jesus would grow up and die on the cross. Jesus made what seems impossible become possible. We are made perfect by Jesus. We can't do it ourselves. Jesus makes us perfect, worthy of love without judgment. So go and rejoice. Imagine the impossible. Amen. Merry Christmas.